This is the Purple Project Podcast here coming to you all of a sudden, a weather changing day here on this Tuesday, April 5th, 2022. Eddie Greer, your host of this K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast. I'm about the latest around K-State Athletics here in Manhattan, Kansas here, coming to you went on kind of a topsy-turvy spring day. Of course, yep, Kansas, you never know what you're going to get here, especially here in Manhattan, Kansas, if you're living in the state of Kansas, for that matter, of the weather changing. Of course, spring has not been spring-like. Let's just put it that way thus far here in the beginning of April. I wanted to talk to you guys, of course, yesterday, of course, update you guys on my condition from the car accident and Dylan Phillips on yesterday's edition of the Daily Today. Talk about women's golf, because this is actually the first time I even mentioned them on this podcast all year long. That's actually really, if I really want to look at it, going back to maybe last spring, maybe? So that is a shame on the host's part if we're not doing that. But yes, we got to put the women's golf in here, and I'll close it out with more K-State men's basketball news, which me and Alex will dive on into. I don't want to dive in on it too much here, but yeah, I'm going to save best for last on this daily edition of Triple P. The golf tournament for K-State, the women's golf team, they were at the Auburn Invitational. The second final round was canceled today, so they only got one round end. And I'm just going to go bounce around. Our girls, Gabriella McNelly, was tied for 11th. After yesterday's performance there, McNelly was joined by three other Wildcats who are representing the Kansas State women's golf team at the individual event. She held a par 72 at the, man, whew, I'm not going to even say that. That's a long, long name there. It's Jachi Country Club. Oh, that's a good jump at it as well. McNelly didn't jump out to the shot she wanted there after a 7-over par 79. In the first round. Of course, McNelly is a sophomore, and she put the clamps down on it, put down a 72, even par, so she made up for a very, very, very slow start to that as well. Head coach Christy Knight of this women's golf team mentioned, quote, the course setup and conditions provided birdie opportunities, and Gabby, quote, Gabby bounced back in the second round. She hit a lot of fairways and gave herself good birdie opportunities in the second half. Also, Mangan Donche Gay and Punta Neputa Gosner, I mean, that's a mouthful, who sit just one, who actually, I'm probably going to revise this since final round was not played today. Let's see. Yeah, they were both one stroke behind McNelly, 8-over par. There was tied for 13th. Donche Gay carded a 3-over 75 in the opening round before turning it around. Actually lost two more spots. Was 5-over in the second half of that match, of that golf game there. 77 second round to close her day out as well. And also Leah Whitley, a freshman here, who saw a jump in her play here, carded a 4-over par 76 in the second round to rise seven spots in the tournament there as well. So, and then I kind of want to backtrack myself to, the final round was supposed to go down this afternoon. And then, of course, the weather, of course, we need to be thinking about the state of Alabama right now, because they've been dealing with tornadoes all day long as well. So that's definitely why they shut down the second round. I'm going to see if they're going to make that up or not. Actually, no, they will not. So the next time the women's golf team hits the fairways, of course, with the Masters going down this weekend on PGA Golf Tour, K-State women's golf team, April 11th and 12th at the Bressy in Fort Worth, Texas. And then the Big 12 championships are coming right around the corner. That's going to be the week of when I go down to Oklahoma City for the Oklahoma City weekend, which I kind of actually need to finish signing up for the other half of that challenge. Obviously, I'm taking a part of the marathon, obviously, which that's already set. I want to compete in the 5K on that Saturday as well. So I need to do that here, sign up here by the end of the week for sure. That's a little update on the golf team here on the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition. I ran across a course last night, KU. I kind of knew, just like when they came back against K-State a few months ago here at Bramlage, they were down 15 points against K-State, and then they chipped away at it, came out of the box hot, and of course beat us by Ochiabashi, a jump shot late. I knew it. As soon as KU went in the locker room last night against North Carolina, down the exact same deficit, 15 points, which actually now is the largest championship comeback in NCAA history last night, making history out of that. KU holding off a feisty North Carolina team last night to win the national championship and keeping the title in the conference. I tweeted this out late last night. In the Big 12, so back-to-back championships. I can't remember who won before Baylor. I don't think the Big 12 won a title before that. So back-to-back championships for the Big 12, and they were called out a little bit here, slightly by the SEC. I think it was SEC or the Big 10 or somebody that the Big 12 struggled against the SEC and whatnot. Well, laughing stock, who got the Big 12 title, back national championship? This conference right here. So, I'm not a KU fan, or obviously, because I wouldn't be if I was doing this podcast. I'll be doing another different podcast. So definitely not a KU fan, but that game was definitely entertaining, to say the least. I thought for sure we were all, oh gosh, KU's in trouble when North Carolina put the brakes on them, and they were up, what? I think 17 was the most. North Carolina went on what a ridiculous run, a 16-2 run, something like that. So, and then KU came out of the box at the second half. I would have probably told you that, yeah, I mean, KU's going to make a run at it, and it's up to North Carolina to hold them off. If they could, they had a chance to win this game. And instead of that, you know, a couple of bounces here and there, and KU gave North Carolina a last shot to force the game in overtime there, but a badly three miss thanks to good defense Christian Braun there, and now is the game right there. So this game definitely was back and forth in the second half. Went down to the wire there, and KU pulled it out, and they are the new national champions in college basketball there as well. And it ends with K-State and head coach Jerome Tang. Boy, he's gonna have a lot of new faces to work with. It seems like everybody's transferring out of there to more. Are headed to the transfer portal. Drew Hunhouse, I think, was one of those players. And Maximus Edwards, who was one of those transfers over this year with, I'm blanking out of it. Ishmael Shud, Mark Smith, and Marquise Noel. He was the fourth guy. And unfortunately, we did not see him this year because he was battling an injury there as well. So Maximus Edwards headed to the transfer portal. Nigel Pack, we already covered that, already in the transfer portal as well. And we don't know the status on Ish yet either. So pretty much everybody headed to the transfer portal. Selton Miguel, his car was dope first, headed to the transfer portal as well. A lot more. I'm definitely want Alex's insights on this. Basically, Jerome Tang if you want to put it this way, he wants to elevate the talent. Well, he's cleaning house. And unfortunately, Nigel Pack is involved in this, unfortunately. But maybe he can come back and be the cornerstone, because he did not leave out that possibility to come back to Manhattan to K-State. So, I mean, we'll have to see what happens there on that front. But I'm like, man, a couple more. Pretty much the whole team is going to be headed out at this point. Let's see. What can I remember? All I know is Marquis, again, go back to what I said in one of the dailies. What does this have to affect Marquise Noel? I have no idea. We don't know at this time. Ishmael should. I have not looked at Twitter at all. I'll probably get on there and see something else, and I'm like, dang it, why did I look at this sooner? But yeah, two more hit the transfer portal as well, joining, let's see, Luke Kasupke, Carlton Lingard, Nigel Pack, Selton Miguel. Yeah, that's pretty much almost everybody there, exception of Davion Bradford, Ishma Shud left. Who else? Casey Eziegu. That's three case they got players that are left, as far as I'm concerned. Of course, Mark Smith did his thing. A lot more on him on the new edition coming up on Friday of the Pro Project Podcast weekly edition. So, yeah, this is going to be a whole new-looking team come fall of 22, this fall, coming for Jerome Tang. Obviously, you got a new head coaching staff along with a new head coach as well. So, definitely, these players, if Bruce Weber was still here or it was another coach maybe would have stayed, or maybe they would have been the same outcome as far as that. So a lot more chatter where this came from when episode 95 gets recorded tomorrow night with my co-host Alex Aiden, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast, whether that's Apple Podcasts. We're on Spotify, Audio Boom, Google Play, and a couple more out podcasting outlets out there. But that's going to do it right now. I could talk a whole hour about this, but we're going to save the good stuff for this week along. We're talking about that down to the wire national championship game and get Alex's favorite moments, at least his fifth favorite moment, the K-State men's and women's basketball season. Of course, I'm going to be putting out my number four favorite from each men's and K-State men's and women's basketball out this weekend as well. Starting a little mini series this month. So I'm looking forward to that as well. But stay tuned for more editions of episodes of the Purple Project Podcast Daily. Eddie Greer, go Cats. You have been listening to the Purple Project Podcast.